Good morning and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. Today's guest is the founder of a company that can certainly be labelled as a triple threat. Fatsumo have offices in China, Hong Kong and right here in the UK and deliver architectural animation, one, CGI, two, and BIM consultancy and training services. Three, to discuss his experience within architecture, plus his company's plans for spearheading BIM utilization in Hong Kong, please welcome Daniel Yang. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going awesome. I'm saying good morning. It's actually afternoon for you in Hong Kong. But, for the purpose of when the interview will be played out, it will be morning. So good morning. Really excited for today's interview, actually. Fatsumo are, in my opinion anyway, one of the most exciting BIM-related companies around at the moment. You've got an interesting story as well, how you've kind of went from Plymouth to Hong Kong. It's going to be quite an interesting interview today to learn about yourself, but also to discuss the company's fortunes and your history as well, because you're someone who soaked up all of the UK's BIM hype and then used what you know and you took it to different countries and are spreading the message of BIM adoption further afield. So I touched upon what Fatsumo do briefly just a few moments ago, but can you give the listeners a brief overview of Fatsumo services and how they all linked together?
Yeah, sure. Originally, Fatsumo, believe it or not, we started as I'm an architect, so I have a very big interest on all things architectural. So we started Fatsumo originally as an architectural concept design business. But then from that, I've always been trained and been very interested in building information modeling. So we started offering all of our services in BIM, in Revit, as it happens. And then from that, we also had another interesting opportunity where one of the clients that we had, they said, okay, well, can you now produce some CGIs and some animations out of this 3D model? So we did that. We learned some techniques throughout the course of learning BIM and also doing presentations from other projects, and we apply all of that. And then we created, I guess, organically a new department for CGIs and animations. And then after that, we got some more opportunities to train people, especially at universities, which we'll mention later, I'm sure, to share our knowledge of BIM to others. And so our training and BIM consultancy services department also grew.
Fantastic. Now, I also need to address the company's name now. It is a very cliched question. How did you come up with the name? But with a name like Fatsumo, it kind of stands out from the crowd, doesn't it? So what was the story behind that?
Well, we, as all good names happen, it happened in a pub, was drinking and eating with some friends. And interesting enough, I actually remember when it happened. I was at the time, I was an architectural assistant at one of the companies that really helped me a lot, actually, in starting Fatsumo, and also helped me personally to become a BIM expert, if you like. It was actually in Plymouth when I was sitting at lunchtime with a couple of friends from the company that I was working for, First Rights. We just, you know, having a laugh, and we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to have a company that had a name which didn't really relate to any kind of design connotation or anything to do with architecture? So that would mean that we could do anything. And Fatsumo came about because I got a bit of a reputation for eating a lot, but I don't seem to put on much weight. And all of us at the time, we had a fascination with Japanese sumo wrestling, so we thought, well, why not? Let's just call it Fatsumo.
Fatsumo it is. That's a perfectly good name. And you're right, though, you've ended up doing things not specifically linked to architecture or BIM or what have you. You're doing different services that people might not necessarily expect a company that does BIM related work to do. So Fatsumo, actually, you're right, it goes with it, and it's quite unique, and it does represent the different offering that you provide. Let's shift to before Fatsumo came about for a moment and how you became passionate about BIM. You studied architecture at the University of Greenwich, and then you carried out your part one architectural training at Stride Treglown, which you alluded to a little bit earlier on there, in Plymouth. So how did working at Stride set you up for embracing BIM and eventually running a globally successful business?
I'm going to try to be honest about it, because I always prefer that I was struggling a little bit applying for jobs after I finished my architecture degree for the simple reason, really, that my entire portfolio was watercolors, hand drawings, tracing paper with ink. I didn't really have much knowledge on digital media, if you like. So anyway, I spent a very long time looking around for jobs in Plymouth. And then I came across Stratoglown, and I was a bit apprehensive at the time because they're pretty big. They're like one of the top 15 biggest companies in the UK. So I remember it well. It was an interview with one of the divisional directors and also one of the directors who is now a managing director. And they looked at my portfolio. They said, "Danny, this is, it's good, but as a business, we really need somebody who can use like AutoCAD and can use Revit and 3D Max." And I said, "Sorry, I can't do any of those things." But they took a liking to me. And basically, we had a deal in which I would end up working for them for a not low salary. It was quite acceptable for my level. But they would train me and they will invest a lot of time in my education with the company. So I started working straight away in a school project utilizing Revit because at that point in time, Stratoglown just committed a massive investment into Revit. So I was one of the first ones that started using Revit for projects. And I guess for me, because I never really used AutoCAD before, it just made sense. I understood the principle of it. I understood that you were constructing something virtually as you would on site. And that made perfect sense to me. The whole thing of 2D drawings in AutoCAD, it just doesn't make sense to me because nothing is really coordinated or synchronized from one thing to another. So whereas I was looking at things like Revit, where if you move one wall, that wall will move in a section in a plan. It will change quantities if it gets bigger or smaller. Whereas in CAD, it was just a line. So that was the beginning of my BIM learning curve, if you like. And yeah, I liked it a lot.
Well, obviously you've ended up running a company, which kind of that's what it does in three different countries, which just goes to show really, because a lot of the time now young people still are coming out of university without knowing what BIM is, or they know what it is and they haven't got the skills. And it just shows, more companies really, if people don't have the right training that they've got through their university and through their tutelage, hopefully companies can see, take a chance on them and see, that the risks have got to be taken, and the risk obviously is worth the reward. And without their backing, obviously you wouldn't have been where you are today. So well done, Stride, actually. Air five to them for orchestrating and making it happen and, taking that chance. Now, once a student at Greenwich University, you now go back and teach every so often, don't you? How important is it for you to give something back and encourage students whose position you were once in to understand the benefits of BIM?
For me, it's huge. I cannot emphasize it enough, really. I have endless discussions with fellow colleagues about whether BIM should be taught at school and university level. I tend to be in the stand that I like to be a little bit neutral in this because I can see, university, you kind of need to learn about design and you don't want things such as technical software to interfere in that learning curve and things like that. Whereas, some people will argue, well, if you don't have those tools in the first place, you're never going to be able to get a job, really. Whereas universities and academia is a bit different because they believe that, well, you are going to learn it. You just don't have to learn at university. You're going to learn it in the workplace. But then if we look at the point of view from the employer, they're going to say, well, I don't really want to employ this person because he's not going to make me any money unless I train him for at least 12 months. So for me, it's very important to give these students another avenue, which is why I like to teach, which is why Fatsumo as a company, we are now investing very heavily on a new movement, which we are calling Blue Vision, to give students and people who want to learn more about BIM, do what they do at university, do what they do at academia, but then they can come to us and they can learn how to be productive in a real life setting, such as an architecture studio or a developer's office, where we'll teach them and train them the skills that they would find difficult to learn in an academia setting. So it's very important. The whole training and the whole education in BIM for students, for us, for me, it's major. It's a top priority, I would say.